You are listening to Local Soundbites from the 17th Internet Governance Forum by the Association for Progressive Communications.
We are talking to Selam Awit, Global Advisor for FRIDA and Digital Security Researcher and Trainer. Selam Awit, can you tell us more about gender-based violence and the current trends in Ethiopia?
Online gender-based violence is one of the overlooked violence in Ethiopia. We don't have concrete studies and researchers to talk about the magnitude and extent of the issue. The latest study that was conducted by Policy was in 2019, where I and other Self-Sister Fellows were participated in, particularly they took them part of the study, where because the study was conducted in 5 different African countries. However, with COVID and other trending social media platforms such as TikTok coming to the light, it's very hard to talk about the structure, the online gender-based violence structure and scheme based on 2019 study. But in most of my digital security training sessions with human rights defenders, journalists, and young feminists, one session always took longer than expected or scheduled, and that's online gender-based violence session. When each gender-based violence is mentioned, participants or trainees were either a victim of that form of violence or know someone or some friends or people that are very close to them that are victim of such type of online gender-based violence. In many instances, I have heard the vicious circle of online and offline violence. When online violence happens, such as online trade, they usually ignore it and it will transcribe into offline violence in many of the instances. In addition, cybermobbing on young feminists is very much immense, which sometimes led them to self-censorship or even leaving the social media platforms. In this moment, I wanted to raise the issue of content moderation of social media platforms. Almost in every instance, the social media platforms give less or no attention to online gender-based violence when they modify or improve their community standards. This has been seen in Amnesty International's research that was conducted, if I'm not mistaken, in 2018 and 2020. So social media platforms also contribute a lot to online gender-based violence. But in local context, even though we don't have research, in my engagement with young feminists, women human rights defenders, and journalists in many of digital security trainings, I have seen that online gender-based violence is very much immense, and the impact actually transcribes from online to offline, and sometimes it's sometimes very much intimate, and the traits can be not only can be on themselves but on the people that are very close to them.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Local Soundbites, and stay tuned for tomorrow's episode. Look for more on www.apc.org.